What's up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, recording on this Monday evening. Kind of changing it up a little bit. Mixing up my work, my track workouts a little bit. So go ahead. I'm fresh off the track, recording on this Monday evening, November 11th, 2024. And before we know it, or I should probably say we're right into the holiday season. This is your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out of your Monday, especially after coming off of work, to listen to this podcast as I'm recording on Monday evening before more recordings here. Maybe one more before I hop on the Audio Boom app there as well to join Alex Aiden here in a short while. So this is your first time listening to this podcast. Try to cover all things K-State sports, where that is men's and women's basketball, football, back in action this weekend. Later on, coming up, it's Arizona State. Tennis wrapping up here, which we'll jump into in a moment, and so much more. So, again, your first time, go ahead and hit that like, subscribe button. And then, also, for good measure, hit that alarm button. Every time we post K-State content, pretty much K-State every day. We do it differently than the majority of the K-State experts, I was going to say, which is also awesome content as well, but we do it a little differently because I like being the eyeball. All things K-State sports, we try to cover, do at least an episode daily. So definitely K-State Nation, spread the word, Pro Project Podcast. And of course, I mentioned Audio Boom app. I did record something over there as well. I'll try to get that out this week. So I'm usually ADD. I'm pretty bad at it. So Greer 3-8 podcast over there in the Audio Boom app. So get all the sideline talk out of the way. So women's tennis, right? We haven't talked about them in a minute. They've been busy over the past two weekends there. As we're going to just, Joe, go ahead and go dive right on in as they wrapped up the Thunderbird Invitational there. As they concluded their fall schedule as well, because it's getting cooler out. They can play indoor tennis. We know that before, but it's getting awfully cool, as I know, here in the KC metro area. But Zelia Morris, shout out to her. She was the only K-Stater to represent K-State women's tennis team there in this tournament there, hosted by Arizona State. Speaking of which, we got to play Arizona State here in a few days there, as well as she fell short to her opponent from Northern Arizona. That's a mouthful to say there. As well, this was taking place at the Thunderbird Invitational. I'm trying to look at where this was. The White Men Tennis Center. They don't, it doesn't mention where it is there as well. And of course, Saturday she lost. Yeah, I mentioned that as well. On the last day of the competition, Morris did win in three sets there after dropping the first set to her opponent, McKenna Thiel from University of California there. Lost 6-3, then comes back to win it 6-2 and 7-6 there for a win there as well. And of course, get your guys caught up a little bit. The women's tennis team, haven't really talked about him. We talked about him here and there in the fall, but of course, it gets lost with all the fall women's volleyball and football talk. But they're gonna get the praise on this episode. The tennis team spent all fall year competing in multiple tournaments, going back to September, so not too long, including K-State hosted the K-State Invitational for the first time, going back to 2020, multiple doubles. The doubles team also was really good in the ITA championships. We talked about that a little bit here a while back. And then the ITA Central Regional semifinals as well. Jordan Smith, there was a comment on from him after concluding the fall schedule for women's tennis. Quote, it was a good fall for the program in terms of recognition and being able to represent the Big 12 and the NCAA qualifier, Jordan Smith says. So that's big right there. So kudos on that. And then he continues on, quote, as well as being part of another NCAA qualifier representing our region, which shows where our program is headed and currently is amongst the nation's best. So Casey was testing up in there a little bit, doing some big things. Yeah, Yeah, I remember, saying something about that. I believe it was the ITA Central tournaments there, where K-State at one point, it was either one of the tournaments, won like 7 out of 10 of tournaments there, as well as usually in the past, George Smith's teams lost majority of them. Like I said, I keep it real. I try to keep it real on the show, but here, as at least back then to right now, that's huge improvement for this K-State women's tennis team, as now they kind of get ready to try to survive the winter months, because hey, before we know it, it's going to be feeling like winter around here into the Midwest. It definitely feels somewhat winterish in the mornings, because it's definitely cold, but hey, you got to try to get through it as best you can. But yeah, kudos to Jordan Smith, the turnaround for this team across the board in the fall schedule. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. And it just kind of to finish up with him, he said in another a little bit, quote, we'll spend these next few weeks getting better as a group in order to come out strong in the team season next year. So that means in the spring, they'll be back in the spring for sure. We'll definitely see what the spring holds for the K-State women's team there. But shout out to Sadie Morris there, getting the dub over the weekend in the championships, Thunderbird tournament, Thunderbird Invitational there as well. So Zaylee Morris getting it done, representing K-State the best she can, and another women's sports team season, fall season comes to a close. Obviously, women's soccer with the news there. If you haven't heard already about Mike DeBeanie, now the former coach of the K-State women's soccer team, go check that out there. He had to unfortunately step down, which, again, I can tell you, at least as far as I know, I haven't heard anything about the latest hire there. I will catch up on the recent episode from Jasmine Halliburton on Run It Back podcast on the K-State Sports Network, or friend of the show as well. So we'll get, you will know as listeners of this podcast. But again, congratulations to Jordan Smith, head coach of the K-State women's tennis team, for wrapping up another fall season there on a positive note there, as Zaylee Morris wins her last game, or really K-State's last game match of the K-State women's fall schedule there as well. Preach, and looking at it really from the top of the pit box, strong, really strong, because usually, yeah, again, they've been struggling last few years, but as far as I remember, this is probably the best season yet from Jordan Smith's group there. So a lot of momentum, positive momentum going into the winter, and yeah, I mean, intrigued to see how they do in the spring coming up. Yeah, so good job by that team there. Zaylee Morris gets it done there, getting a win, 3-set win. That's how you want to end the season. You want to go out on a strong, positive note, and definitely K-State women's tennis getting it done there to close out a pretty much strong fall campaign 2024. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where our podcasts are found free and available daily, or whenever I have a chance to record Kansas State content, folks. Stay tuned. Again, if you follow this podcast, you don't have this on your K-State list of podcasts like the K-State Sports Network or 3 Mile, what are you waiting for? Go ahead and hit that subscribe button, like button. Feel free to, leave us a review. But more importantly, go ahead and hit that long button every time we go ahead or I post content as well. And don't forget about our bonus channel. We haven't forgot about you over there, or I haven't forgot about it because I jumped on Audioboom last week to put fresh content on there. Alex Aiden, hopefully by this podcast comes out, we'll have even more fresher content on there. Greer 3 Edits Podcast. That's GRIER, the number 3 EDID apostrophe S podcast. Again, that's GRIER, the number 3 EDID apostrophe S podcast for more coverage of that as well. So we're going to go ahead and wrap this thing up for another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. K-State women's tennis is on a positive there as Zaylee Morris wins over Kyle in the Thunderbird Invitation to wrap up K-State women's tennis season, at least in the fall side, in 2024. They'll be back when the calendar year turns 2025, Lord willing. Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. It's been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Cats. Okay.